Special day.
Let's see if Tom's here now. Let's try again. Can you hear us, Tom?
I can hear you, mate. You're right.
Nacho, nacho, man. I want to be a nacho man. Yes, boys.
Whoa.
Tillerman just got a little knock, though, but it's all right. It'll be fine.
What a performance. What a performance. Look, Sheffield United have completely gone to kaput. Not turned up really today, but they've taken the chances and brilliant performance so far. What, you know, with 2.5 minutes to go, who would have thought 5-0 today? I think we all thought this was a potential banana skin after the results have gone our way, and we all know what we've done the last two times. Results have gone our way. We've chucked it today. It's a massive statement to getting that Champions League.
Wouldn't it be six? Oh.
Oh, Brighton, look at that. Working back, wins the ball, back into the stadium.
Second half.
Someone asked about any news on Ricky P. Hope it's nothing bad. Look, we don't know if it's a knock. We don't know if it's an injury. We don't know if it was just tactical. If it was tactical, it clearly bloody worked because we've scored four goals in the second half. Four in the second half? That's right, isn't it? Yeah. So, Jono, keep down in them locks. The more gin goes down, the more we play. Oh, okay, hold on.
Okay, he's got work in the morning.
That'll do for now. Mark Albrighton for Prime Minister. Anyway. Grey and Nacho must have heard my criticism on Friday's show. Yeah, must have.
I think it'll be about 3 minutes added on.
Yeah, it's just steady now. Absolute steady football here. Obviously, Sheffield United. Game over, isn't it? It's game over. Tom, I want to quickly ask you something, mate, because I know there was a few fans all over the place asking about, like, worries, if should I say, that Sheffield United might have a bounce back, against us, you know, with the manager getting, well, leaving. In my opinion, I thought it was only going to go one way, and I thought it was going to go down this way, you know, this route of losing heavily. And the reason for that was because it's not like the players wanted him out and, you know, they got rid of him and then there's a bounce back. The players loved him. The players wanted to keep him and they've sacked him.
I completely agree with you. I think the players are giving up today. If you look at them, none of them look interested now. I think the first 10 minutes they're running around, but as soon as that goal went in, that was it. They didn't care less. And you can tell they're a team who's now probably in limbo who to trust at the football club. You know, they've got a chairman that I'd say 95% of the fans probably absolutely hate his guts at the moment for sacking a manager that was a legend and everything like that. You probably got you got 5% who will just back the football club, whatever happens, but that 95% of the fans are going to be absolutely like sitting here tonight thinking, where is our football club going? You know, for a manager to take him from League One all the way to the Premiership, and we've seen that happen with Nigel Pearson over two spells, what he did, you know, how much he did for the football club. Managers like that don't come through often. And I'll say it now, Chris Wilder will not be out of football for long. He will be back in management very quickly in a high-profile job for me, because with the right budget, what he wanted, he can do some work. But I think if you're a Sheffield United fan, it's the comments are coming out now about they didn't want to spend money on the training ground. They didn't want to patch up. They wanted to patch up roofs and stuff like this. You're like, you're a Premiership club. You shouldn't be patched.
Vardy.
You know, shouldn't be patching up roofs and stuff with the millions and millions of pounds they've got in the bank. Look, we all know he spent a lot of money on Liam Brewster and it hasn't worked out for him. It's a hit and miss when you sign kids. And there's a full-time whistle, by the way, and it's 5-0 to Leicester.
Kells on his knees. What hard work.
I mean, is that what happens, Tom? Is this the type of performance we get when the players have had a long rest, a normal rest, a 1 week rest? You know what I mean? Because I think you could definitely tell a difference in the fitness levels today.
We look so much fresher. We look fresh at first to the balls. You know, we didn't look like we were getting to every first ball, every second ball, everything got bounced in around our area. We were getting to where we talked 2 weeks ago when we were playing a game on a Thursday and a Sunday. We looked absolutely knackered. Today was a complete opposite. And, you know, look at some of the goals we scored. The first goal for me, the Tillemans pass, the Perez flick round the corner with his boot, the Vardy across the front of the ball, across the box for Nacho to tap in. It's a great team goal. That is absolutely brilliant. And then you look at, you know, Nacho's second goal, the ball from Tielemans, the ball then to Vardy across the box. Is it for me better play from Vardy than his first ball to angle that ball around the centre after the back post? Isn't easy. We then took it into another level and Nacho scores another stunner from outside the box. But today, you know, we've got what we needed after Everton losing, Chelsea only drawing, and the five goals, you know, practically push our goal difference up a lot more than we were before. And that could be crucial towards the end of the season now.
Well, cheers, Jack. Cheers. Oh, where's Lox gone? Lox has vanished. He's gone for another gin, has he? Well, Jack, what did you think to that before everyone starts coming on? Pretty decent game, wasn't it?
I said to Phil, the second goal was crucial, but we seemed to be on first level and Sheffield United didn't know how to handle it. When we got the second goal, we were all over them. They didn't know how to where or who to look for. And I guess with Leicester, they were on top form today. You could see a different side in Leicester's playing. Like Tom says, they look more fitter, more fresher. And I guess that's because they don't have to play that extra game. They had, what, 7 days off? And it's proved pivotal for us. And it's a massive 3 points for us after Chelsea slipping and Everton yesterday. So another 3 points towards the Champions League. And what is it? Well, really, 16 points, was it?
16 they points for work start.
Make up 13 now. So just onwards and upwards, Jamie. And, you know, today, Kelechi, you could see the confidence in him. And I guess his game, we're at a whole different level. We've not seen Kelechi like that in way long time, and to him to score a hat-trick, absolutely superb, and his third goal topped it off for him, really, and I'm really proud for him, and I hope he can get a few more and go on a very good run for us and be a key striker, what we need.
Yeah, I do. That was his first ever hat-trick in the Premier League. I thought he'd got one in Man City, but it was his first ever in the Premier League. Vardy's goal, I think, was definitely an OG. I think it's gone down as OG. I think he was going to cross the goal more than it was. I'm going to bring Michael and Elijah into the stream. Morning, afternoon, Michael. How are you?
No, yeah, you got it right. It's almost 9 a.m. here. You know,
how are you, Elijah? How are you? Are you good?
Good morning.
Good, I'm good.
Stakes on it.
What a great win. What a great win. It's going to, you know, this is going to make a awesome rest of the day. I can't wait for the rest of the day now.
Oh, we've only got a few hours left in our days. So, Michael, who was your man of the match then today?
Did you really just ask me who was the man of the match? Really?
It can only be Nacho, can't it?
Yo, Jamie, who was your man of the match? I'm about 4 pints in. And when the second goal came, you know, oh, my goodness. And then the third goal, he's just wide open in space. He still has gas to come down the flank. Oh, my goodness. And Jamie Vardy, you know, he hasn't been getting the goals, but he's been playing, you know, he's been picking up the ball out wide and unselfishly delivering the ball. That was a early cross from a Trent Alexander-Arnold that he put in right there, you know, and it was right on the money. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. What a great match. Player of the match, Kelechi Iheanacho. Nigeria stand up, and we took care of business today. You know, we took care of business today. That's how
we did. And Elijah, do you agree with Michael, Kelechi, Nacho for the goal?
I think if I disagreed, you'd need to kick me off the stream. Like, it was just a world-class performance. And I totally agree with what you were saying about Vardy as well. I think we all were hoping that he'd get a goal against Sheffield, but he was such a playmaker today. And even though his name's not on the score sheet, he made such a difference. And hopefully that'll be a big boost to his confidence.
I think Nacho, Vardy, before Christmas would have scored them two goals today, the ones that got cleared off the line and the one that the keeper saved. I think Vardy would have buried them. I just don't think he's got his match sharpness yet, his match fitness, but it will come. Vardy's never away from a pretty decent run. Lox, you've just come back. Did you have to go for a quick wee after downing that vodka, that gin a few minutes ago?
I had to get another gin.
You have to get another one. Who was your man of the match? It has to be Nacho, surely. There can't even be anybody else.
I hope this is an open
opinionated show.
Yeah, karaoke, everyone. Are you ready? That's what I want to say. Oh, yeah, about one of the match. That's it. Quality, mate. And can I just say, to see him, I think he was actually crying after that third goal went in. There was tears in his eyes, and that shows the emotion. He wants to be that striker for us, and there's been doubts about it. Oh.
Chris, what are you doing with your hair?
He's frozen.
Oh God, that's a lot. Hey up. Hold on a minute, Tom. He's vanished. So he vanished. Let's just bring our Ross in, our Northern correspondent, see what he thinks. All right, Ross, how are you, pal? How's it going?
All right. Can you hear me all right?
Did you enjoy that?
Just a little bit.
Keep it short and sweet because there's lots of fans coming on, Ross. So come on, Ross.
Wow. I knew we'd win, but I didn't think we'd win this comfortably. People can say what they want about Jamie Vardy, but he does not need to score to be threatening. You know, two assists, technically a goal, own goal. Nacho, man of the match, but not far behind. I said it on your show this morning, Jamie. Jose Perez, again, against Sheffield United. Yeah, I thought he was brilliant today, Jose Perez.
Man of the match for you, Ross. Who do you think? Nacho.
Definitely Nacho. You know, first ever league hat trick. He deserves it, 100%.
Chris, why have you done your hair like that for? Any special reason?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, I've managed to actually have it re-dyed blue because I basically made a promise to myself last season that if we got into Europe, I would dye my hair blue. And I started it at the beginning of the season, obviously due to COVID and everything. I've not been able to have it redone. But today I managed to have it redone because my sister, who is my, I'm her childcare bubble, she was able to do it. So.
Good. And what did you think today's game then, Chris? Come on.
Absolutely amazing. Amazing. I was really, really happy. I'm just gutted that Vardy didn't score. It was an own goal. It's been classed as an own goal. I'm gutted by that. But, of course, seeing Nacho Man get his hat trick, I was over the moon.
How's the song go, Chris?
Nacho Man.
I'm coming out for some. I'm coming out for some beers when COVID's over with Michael. I'm coming over, Michael. We're gonna go.
Yo, I'm getting my jab before the end of the month. I'm trying to get a ticket for the last match of the season. Ooh, if they let fans in, that's my plan.
Well, whoever, if you're here first, money down the road from the King Power. Pop by.
We're all gonna come back to yours for after party.
Always after a freebie.
Yo, I wanted to say Brendan has managed this squad all season so well. Even though we're out of the Europa League, the way that the players come back from injury and contribute to the squad has been nothing short of genius. As far as I'm concerned, as all of the injuries we've had, all the matches that we've had, for players that have been slated by the fans and been left out of the squad to come in and contribute and continue to put points on the board. We're second in the league. This is amazing. I mean, I'm just saying this because we scored 5 on Sheffield United, but I mean, we beat, you know, other teams that, you know, we were short on players that day, and somehow we came out with, we came out with 3 points. And, you know, so while we're putting Kells on the stage and we're putting Io on the stage, Brendan Rodgers, I mean, we're lucky to have him.
Elijah, do you think Johnny Evans made a huge difference today? We come in and shored up that defense a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we kept a clean sheet. And, you know, I was mentioning in the pregame, we'd seen some shoddy defense in previous matches. Everything just all over the field seemed a lot tighter. I think one of the plays that stood out to me the most, I want to say it was around like the 35-minute mark. Ball was played back to me. He was under pressure from 2 Sheffield players, turns and makes a pass up to midfield. I could guarantee you any other one of our center backs would have played that back to Casper. But it brings that positivity into the team. It's sort of similar to, well, I'll talk about like when Mark Albrighton comes on in the midfield. There's more positivity and more forward play and more cohesion across the whole squad whenever those two play.
Yeah. Tom, I think Casper had a pretty easy day today, don't you? I don't think he even made a save today, did he?
Not really, mate. Johnny Evans come back in. He looked more comfortable in the back. Simple as that. That bit of experience in the back line's massive for us. And look, Billy Sharp, as soon as I saw the team, I was thinking, I don't get why Billy Sharp started today. You know, Bernie would have been a lot more physical presence around our back three than Billy Sharp was, and I don't get why you started that kind of play against us. Look, it's great performance. Brilliant for Nacho, who obviously gets man of the match, but shout out to Vardy for three assists today. Perez, you know, that front three of Perez, Nacho and Vardy were moving to Sheffield United defence all over the place for fun. So, look, it's great performance. Now we've got another week off before we play a quarter final against Man U in the FA Cup, and let's hope we can get to Wembley, you know.
Yeah.
Won't be at the semi-final, but the chance for fans to get to the final will be massive.
Yeah. Mark, can you hear me?
Can now. I'm just getting the headphones plugged in.
What did you think to that game today then, Mark? Come on.
Well, I'm a bit gutted because I had 4-0 and I need Nacho to score two.
Oh.
And that was 30-1. So I'm
30-1. Well, you lost your money then, did you?
Yeah.
But I lost money on a Vardy bet today as well.
I'd sooner lose me money on a Leicester bet than anybody else. So
Ross, just quickly on to next week. What do you think is going to happen now?
Well,
another week's rest, and then same team, or do you think he'll make changes for next week?
I think he'll make a couple, but not too much against Manchester United. Obviously, I think it was the perfect time to play Sheffield United. By the way, Sheffield United, because obviously, you know, after last night, they're still trying to process their losing their manager. I think it was a perfect time playing them. Brilliant performance today. I think that's their biggest defeat in the league history for them. So I'm going to have some fun with my mates later on as well. But yeah, brilliant. Next week, I don't see why we can't beat Manchester United. I don't see why not. You know, I mean, I think this is the perfect opportunity. Because said, as far as I'm aware, 20,000 fans can go, 10 from each. Is that right?
The final, it just depends. It all depends on what goes on.
That will be brilliant, you know, to see an FA Cup final to do it. But yeah, I think there'll be some changes. Not too many, but there will be a few.
Chris has just gone. Elijah, so are you going out celebrating today after that, as you can?
I've got a working weekend today, but Monday I'll have the shirt on and I'll be telling all the fans at my work about this.
Give him a high five, I got it.
Yeah, you won't get bored at all, will you, pal, telling them?
Not at all, not at all.
And Michael, what you got? You got planned the rest of the day?
So I work great. Although the keg's already started, I work graveyard shift. So I get off at 6 a.m. and then I come home and football's on. But see, this is what I wear to work. So we wear our during a football season, we wear our teams, American football. They wear their team shirt on the game day. So it's our season right now. So I wear this shirt to work. So everyone's always asking me. I seen one guy come in with the Chelsea shirt one time and I was like, hey, we had a good conversation. So when I come home, I drink beers, watch the football match. I'm going to go upstairs, cook some eggs, some sausages, and probably drink some more.
Yeah. Probably drink some more. Well, I'll let you go, Michael. Thanks for joining us, pal.
Cheers, everybody. Great win, Leicester. Come on, boys. Let's
kegs
go.
And eggs, baby. Kegs and eggs.
What score did Joel give?
I think it was 6-0, I think.
Oh.
I think it was 6-0 Sean gave.
Oh.
So it was very close to being there. Elijah, I'm glad you joined. Will you come back next week and speak to us?
For sure.
What time is it? What time kickoff next week? 5 o'clock.
Oh, goodness, let me check. If it's an early kickoff, then
it's
most likely
5 o'clock.
Are you an American? You're Canadian, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm east side of Canada. Yeah, it's a 10 a.m. kickoff. So yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Rightio, pal. We'll speak to you later, Elijah. Thanks a lot, mate.
Take care.
Cheers, pal. Some good news, Mr. Positivity. Michael and Locks, what you got to say, pal?
I don't have anything to say. I just want to show one more thing. One more thing I want to show to everyone.
Oh, be careful. Be careful.
This is looking forward to next January, the FIFA Ballon d'Or Awards. This is what it will look like. Here we go. So, got Messi, Ronaldo doing their King Kelechi there. And just to, I'm from the future, just to let you know. King Kelechi does win it. So, yeah, there we go.
But it sounds like fine. Why?
Tom, I think it's all confidence with Nacho, though. He scored five in three games now. That's what he's needed, this run of games. And he's whacked these goals. He scored these goals quite convincingly.
Look, we all know Nacho better once he gets a run of games, and we're seeing that now. We also can see the poor side of Nacho because he does trip over the ball occasionally when he goes to run with it or he passes it to the opposition. He can make mistakes. But there is a bit of a goal scorer in there. If you put it in around the box, he does score. You know, we've seen that. We've seen the different type of goals over the last week as well. The finish at Brighton, the dink over a goalkeeper, the volley against Burnley. I mean, that's not an easy, you know, goal to score. And then today, I mean, he's got two tappings and then he's absolutely smashed the ball for what the other one. I mean, these are different types of goals that only can give him confidence more than he's ever had before at the football club. He didn't have a poor season last year. 10 goals and 8 assists. Isn't a bad season for a striker in the Premier League. This season, if we're honest, he hasn't played regular. Now, when he has come in, it's been in for one game, out for four, in for one game, out for four. You can't get going as a striker in this league by playing that, you know, inconsistent. Now we're seeing this, the Iheanacho, what can score goals in the Premier League, you know, four games in a row. Was it 5 goals he scored now in those games? Or
yeah.
That's crazy. You know, who would have said that before we started this run against Arsenal? Was it Arsenal, Burnley, Brighton, and then today? I said how many points, and a lot of people are expecting 12, 9 to 12. We've got 7.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'll take that and see Iheanacho scoring again. Brilliant. Brilliant when we move forward again now.
And Mark, it's good having Vardy and Iheanacho up top. I've always said two up top's better. I prefer two up top all the time. And it's worked, Mark, today again, hasn't it?
It has, mate. We've been really good today. Every team's scared of Vardy. He just takes the defenders away and everybody else can have a go. And Iheanacho did that today.
Yeah, Sean's here. Let's get Sean in. Let's have Mr. Confidence. Are we, Sean? You all right? Sean? Oh, okay then. Oh, he's telling me he's not ready yet. Blimey.
He's got something coming up.
He has, isn't he? He's got something come up. He's waiting. Ross, so I take it you'll be looking forward to... Oh, no, you work from home, don't you? So you can't go out and work.
Yes, obviously, I'll be on later on PS4 with my two best mates. I wonder if I'll get kicked from the party when, as soon as I mention the game. But before I go, I do say one thing. Iheanacho's goals, two of them with his weak foot. Only man, with his right foot.
Yes.
And tell you what, any other player, you know, it's not his right foot, would might have missed them. And fair play, brilliant composure. And that fifth goal, I mean, I watched it on myself. I nearly stumbled on it.
Is that Sean?
Copyright.
Come on!
Hold on, Sean.
5-0. My God.
I like to do watch along.
Did you say 5-0, Sean, or did you say 6-0 at the beginning?
No, I said 6-0.
You're close, pal. You were close. You were close to it. Did you enjoy that, Sean?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy seeing 5 goals go in?
I do think my man of the match, I think Nacho and Perez.
Perez. He did play well, didn't he? He did play well. So you enjoyed. What are you going to do? Are you going to celebrate, Sean, later? Are you going to celebrate with a pint?
I don't know. If you want me to, yeah.
I might get in trouble forcing you to drink. All right then, Sean. Cheers, pal. Glad you enjoyed it. We'll speak to you next week. Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Tom. Hey, it's good with some.
See you later, pal.
Good lad.
See you later. Right. Oh, Tom, you keep getting... Why do I keep leaving you on full screen?
Can I just say what Kolecci's come out in his interview while we're on?
Yeah, go on then.
So Kolecci's interview to Sky Sports was, I don't know how to express this. I've been waiting for this day to come. I'm grateful to God, my teammates and my manager for the help of me grow. I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day and dedicate the match ball to mothers in the world. I'm playing with teammate Jamie Vardy. Playing with him is a joy. He makes it so much space for me. I'm really happy and delighted. Even when he's not scoring, he's helping the team win. It's the first win at home for a while and it's a clean sheet. And we're really happy with that. The gaffer made it clear when he came in that we need to keep going and getting very close to the top of the table will help this.
Yeah, good words from him. Good words from him. I mean, the goal difference. I mean, we're now only two goals behind Man U. We're on plus 21 and they're on plus 23. So that helps. They've got West Ham. It helps. If we happen to only get a draw and they win and the goal difference is, it's going to be really tight. So it's a good job we put them five in today against them and made sure we won this game. It was, I think it was the perfect result for us today. 3 points, clean sheet, and five goals plus on the goal difference, which helps out an awful lot.
Clean sheet as well.
Jack and Locks, what you got to say about the watch-along today? Was it all good? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I'll quickly go first because I'm going to go off now. But yeah, it was a good watch-along. It always is when it's a 5-0, bloody hell. But we were taking a mick at the start because I don't think Jack's been on a watch along that we've won yet, that we'd won a game. So I was saying if we lose again, I'm gonna have to have words with Phil or something. But no, it's all good. 5-0 win. I'm losing my voice a little bit actually. But yeah, thanks to everyone watching. Thanks to everyone liking the super chats as well. I'm off to get another gin, so I'll catch you all later. Happy Mother's Day as well.
What a surprise there, and Jack. Go on, Tom.
I'll say he's off to bed more like it.
I'm going to shoot off as well. I really need a toilet, but I just want to say happy Mother's Day to my nana as well. And my dad's watching. My dad's with her, so he'll pass on the message as well. And brilliant performance. And yeah, so yeah, that's all I'm going to say. And see you all next week.
Rightio, we'll certainly see you next week, Ross. Have fun. See you later, pal.
Well,
cheers all. And Jack, did you enjoy that today, pal?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks to everybody who liked, shared, and subscribed to the channel. Hope you enjoyed mine and Lox's watch along. Tom will be with you next Sunday for the Man United game. So
he only picks the big games, doesn't he? Tom does.
Just pop out for the big games.
it were a very entertaining game second half, and we thoroughly enjoyed it and hope the fans did as well. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers today who support Leicester City.
Oh, there's a few mothers out there. My mom does. She won't be watching this, but she'll be listening to it on the radio. She'd have had Ian Stringham and Pipes on listening to it on the radio today. Rightio, Jack, I'll see you later, pal. Have fun. Be good.
Later.
See you later. And Mark?
Yes, mate.
Fully deserved that today, didn't we, pal? Fully deserved a 5-0 win.
Definitely.
Bit squeaky bum time when it was 1-0, but we managed to get that second goal, which we needed. And we
got total quality.
Chris has gone now as well. All right then, Mark, we shall speak to you later. See you in the week.
All right, pal.
And Tom, bit of sense from you now about the day and the game. Bit of sense from you.
I would just start to finish a solid performance. So, you know, it wasn't just, you know, a poor performance from Sheffield United. If you look at the whole game, we ran it. We passed the ball, you know, reasonably well the first 25 minutes, but towards that last 15 of the first half, we took control of the game and then we squeezed Sheffield United. As much as they pressed, they looked tired after that first 25 minutes of trying to chase the ball round, and it took its toll. Look, it's a massive win to get the goal difference up, to keep the confidence going. I think a week's rest has been massive. We get another week now till we play Man United. I think it'll do us some good having these weeks off. We go again, a quarter final against Man United. And, you know, everyone talks about winning stuff. I've always said I want to see Leicester win the FA Cup. It's something that the club hasn't got in the trophy cabinet. Let's try and do it this season. There's no reason why not. If you look at the draw, what's left in there, you got Leicester, yeah. Man U, is it Southampton, Brighton? No, Southampton. Oh, sorry, Southampton, Bournemouth.
Sheffield United
are still in there. So you've got every chance, if you can get past Man U, that you get a good tie in the semi-final. So look, it's been a brilliant day, 5-0. I'm just pleased for Nacho because it's just, you know, hard work does pay off sometimes and the kid works hard.
Yeah, that was a load of sense by you, Tom. Let's have a load of nonsense by Gray now.
Hey, mate, I've just come on to eat humble pie from Friday's show.
What did you say Friday night then? I didn't watch Friday night show.
I was all over Nacho saying that he was lazy. He looked disinterested. So I've come on live to eat humble pie, mate. So, you know, I can dish it out and I'm big enough and ugly enough to admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong Friday. So I just don't. Nacho watched the show Friday and that's what gave him his kick up the arse. So I'll use Nacho watched the show Friday and he listened to his Uncle Gray.
Well, to be honest, Gray, you never used to talk a lot of sense on a Friday night down the club anyway, did you? So nothing changes after all these years.
No, mate, not at all. But I'm going to be honest, I missed most of the game. I'm getting a new settee Monday, so I've had to get all my old settee out out the flat and that. So
could have chose a better time than that, pal, to do that. Oh. So you know where the football's on. Get rid of your missus. Get rid of her. You don't want her. Wrong. All right, Greg. Speak to you later. Right, speak to you in the week.
Take care, lad. See you in the week.
All right, hold on. Chris just wanted to say, Chris, what, you never got a chance to say goodbye.
Yeah. Just absolutely brilliant match. I undercredited Iheanacho because I said I only said it would be a brace. I didn't think it'd be a hat trick. So I've also got to eat humble pie a little bit. But yeah, so we just roll on Man United, and who knows, maybe we can actually get through to the quarterfinals. Fingers crossed.
Semi-final. We're in the quarterfinal, Chris.
Semi-final, rather.
All right then, pal. We'll speak to you in the week.
Yeah. See you next week.
If I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
I'll see you through the window. What's that?
I just cut that off at the right time. Right, Tom. Well, cheers for your input in the last few seconds of the watch along. It was much appreciated.
It's all right. I just pop on, you know what I mean? And hopefully Phil's had a lovely Mother's Day, having a roast dinner, sitting at home watching the football. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're allowed to come on, but he wasn't allowed to come on, was he? So you know, we got the OKs. He's probably eating his Sunday lunch now. Wishing he'd come on and done this instead of me. I wish he had as well, to be honest, because he finds it a lot easier talking after the game than me.
Oh dear. Well, everyone said, you know, happy Mother's Day to everyone, you know, yes. Not the ones who are here, but also the ones who are up there, because my mum's looking down on today and she'll be over the moon with the Leicester win. So happy Mother's Day to everyone, and we'll see you, well, Phil will see you tomorrow night for his normal show at 7:30 again. As Sunday game for you, mate, kills you on your it after does, match show.
It does. Sunday match, pre-match show. But yeah, Phil's on tomorrow night at 7:30. Lox is on Friday night, and I'm back on Sunday with, oh God, yet another aftermatch show, pre-match show, whatever you want to call it. But right, see you later, Tom. Thanks a lot, pal.
Cheers, guys.
And, we'll have speak to you in the week. And I think we'll leave it as that. It's been a cracking day. 5-0, what a win. I don't think no one expected that. But yeah, 5-0, clean sheet, 3 points, second in the table. Come on, you Foxes.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.